Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Welcoming the Unwelcome by Pema Chodron, a profound exploration of Buddhist principles designed to guide us through the turbulence of everyday life. Published in 2019, this enlightening book offers a stepping stone for anyone eager to understand Buddhist teachings. Pema Chodron, with her deep understanding and personal journey from an elementary school teacher to a fully ordained Buddhist nun, under the mentorship of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche in 1981, shares not just knowledge, but practices and techniques accessible to all. Whether you find yourself in the throes of depression or anxiety, grappling with life's myriad challenges, or simply curious about Buddhist philosophy, Welcoming the Unwelcome invites you on a journey to transformation and healing. Join us as we uncover the essence of embracing discomfort to find peace and contentment in life's unpredictable journey. Welcoming the Unwelcome, Wholehearted Living in a Broken-Hearted World. Introduction. Embrace the uncomfortable to enlighten your heart and mind. In life, when discomfort knocks on our door, we often shut it out, seeking sanctuary in the familiar and cozy corners of our comfort zones. This instinct, while understandable, seldom contributes to our growth or deepens our understanding of ourselves and the intricacies of human existence. For those yearning to explore the depths of their heart and mind and aim to be a beacon of guidance and support for others, there's a path that promises enlightenment but demands courage. The path of bodhicitta. This journey is not for the faint-hearted, as it is strewn with obstacles. However, the transformation it offers is both profound and life-altering. Bodhicitta is an awakening call to view life beyond the dichotomies of us versus them, or good versus bad. It's a journey towards compassion, where judgment and guilt give way to understanding and empathy. In an era marked by division and discord, these teachings entice us to sow the seeds of kindness, which hold the power to not just alter our own lives, but shape the future into something beautiful. Throughout this exploration, we will uncover the irony of comfort zones and how they might actually lead to more discomfort in our lives, a simple breathing exercise that can become a powerful tool in confronting and processing emotions rather than evading them, and the notion that feelings of emptiness shouldn't be feared, but seen as gateways to positive transformation. This journey invites us to rethink our approach to life's challenges, encouraging us to welcome the unwelcome with an open heart and mind. Part 1. The First Step to Enlightenment: Awakening Through Embraced Vulnerabilities. At the outset of any meaningful endeavor, especially one as profound as a personal quest for enlightenment, having a clear aim is crucial. Envisioning this journey of self-discovery and service to others, we turn to the ancient wisdom of Bodhicitta, the revered Buddhist pathway to awakening the heart and mind. Within each of us, according to Buddha's teachings, lies an innate goodness and a deep-seated desire to extend a helping hand to those around us. Yet it's often fear, confusion, and entrenched habits that cloud this desire and keep us from reaching our true potential. The initiation into the path of bodhicitta begins with an intention, a commitment to clear away these obstacles for the greater good. This commitment isn't trivial. It demands courage. It asks us to confront the uncomfortable emotions, loneliness, sorrow, heartbreak, that we so often sidestep through distractions like binge-watching series or immersing ourselves in work. However, true enlightenment beckons us to forge a different relationship with our emotions, to get acquainted with them instead of pushing them away. Every pang of rejection, every instance of grief carries within it an opportunity to unlock the doors to bodhicitta, to truly awaken. Consider reflecting on a moment from your life marked by sadness or loss. This very act can be your initial stride on the path of enlightenment. Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, a renowned spiritual teacher, illustrated this beautifully with a personal anecdote. He shared the heartbreak of witnessing as a 7-year-old in Tibet, a dog being cruelly stoned by children, an event that deeply affected him. This sorrow, rather than being shunned, was embraced and became the catalyst for his lifelong mission to assist and serve others. This story underscores a profound truth. Attempting to bury or ignore our pain does not eliminate it. Rather, it manifests in other, often destructive ways, like anger or emotional breakdowns. To truly grasp the essence of our being and to fully appreciate humanity in all its complexity, we must be willing to journey through both the valleys of heartbreak and the peaks of joy. Part 2: Breaking Down Barriers of Thought, the Compassionate Approach. Human nature is such that dissatisfaction often creeps in, regardless of our life circumstances. We habitually search for scapegoats, casting blame on the weather, others, or ourselves, and hastily apply negative labels like bad or unworthy. In an age where divisiveness seems to be on the rise, such binary thinking, us versus them, right versus wrong, increasingly takes center stage, eliminating any semblance of a middle ground. Consider the rain. Its perception can swing dramatically based on the circumstances. A spoiled picnic might render it a villain, yet the same rain, heard from the comfort of one's bed, might be soothing, even welcome. This brings us to the realization that rain in itself is neither good nor bad. It simply exists. Similar to how basic terms such as rain, tree, or ocean hardly encapsulate their essence, arbitrary labels like age, gender, nationality, or occupation scarcely scratch the surface of who we truly are. Even an exhaustive vocabulary would fall short in painting a complete picture of an individual's complexity. While labels serve a purpose in facilitating communication, they can also dangerously strip away our humanity, especially when used to argue that certain individuals are inherently different or less human than others. It's crucial to recognize that everyone, including those with opposing viewpoints like racists or climate change skeptics, shares the same human essence, experiencing confusion, loneliness, pain, and fear just as we do. The challenge, then, is to become mindful of our moments of aversion and to delve inward, seeking the root of these negative feelings. Instead of succumbing to division, we are beckoned to embrace empathy and inclusivity. This entails cultivating compassion, forgiving ignorance, and reminding ourselves that everyone is just like me. By not shying away from our own experiences of sadness, loneliness, and fear, we pave the way for greater empathy. Acknowledging that people worldwide grapple with similar emotions allows us to better understand the influence these feelings have on their beliefs and actions, fostering a more compassionate worldview. Part 3: Understanding Ego and Embracing Vulnerability, A Path to Enlightenment. Reflecting on the concept of ego, it's understandable that interpretations vary widely. However, within the framework of Buddhist teachings, its definition becomes clearer. The ego is identified as the aspect of oneself that continually clashes with the very nature of existence. This battle stems from the ego's desire for constancy, control, and predictability, desires fundamentally at odds with the true essence of life, which is characterized by impermanence and ceaseless evolution. The reality is, no 2 days are identical. We, as individuals, are in a constant state of flux, ever evolving from moment to moment, inevitably moving towards life's ultimate conclusion, death. Yet it's this very notion of impermanence and the inevitable that the ego finds unsettling. This acknowledgement forces us to confront our vulnerabilities, opening us up to experiences and emotions that, although uncomfortable, are at the heart of our shared human experience. Unfortunately, rather than accepting these vulnerabilities, our instinct often leads us to retreat, to harden ourselves against them, thereby setting the stage for resentment and aggression to take root. The journey towards bodhicitta, the awakening of compassion within us, invites a paradigm shift, from closing off to embracing our inherent vulnerabilities and the accompanying discomfort. These fleeting moments of unease are not just inevitable. They offer profound opportunities for growth, understanding, and acceptance of both ourselves and others. One practical step towards this enlightenment is to sit with our vulnerabilities, however minor they may initially seem. Recognizing and becoming intimately acquainted with this discomfort reveals that vulnerability is, in fact, the fertile ground from which many virtues like courage and compassion spring forth. Concurrently, the quest for what's lacking, for perfection, often overshadows our capacity for gratitude. Yet, when we shift our focus from the missing pieces to embrace the fullness of the present moment, gratitude naturally follows. This shift in perspective can reveal the inherent beauty in the mundane, the pleasure in a routine breakfast, or the warmth of a stranger's smile. To foster this shift, consider these guiding mantras. This experience is complete, just as it is, and I am complete just as I am. These simple affirmations encourage a focus on presence and completeness, steering the mind away from deficit and towards the richness of the present, guiding us closer to the heart of what it means to be truly alive. Part 4. Embracing change. Finding growth in life's emptiness. Change is the only constant in life, a truth that can strike with sudden and profound impact. The story of Joan Didion and her husband underscores this with heart-wrenching clarity. One moment they were sharing an ordinary dinner, and in the next, her husband was gone, claimed by a cardiac arrest. Didion's journey through grief, as detailed in her book The Year of Magical Thinking, exemplifies the devastation but also the transformative power that comes from facing life's unpredictable changes. Anyone at any moment can find their life upended. Whether through a personal tragedy, an unexpected revelation, or even the gradual onset of depression, these seismic shifts can render our previous pursuits and pleasures meaningless, leaving behind a profound sense of emptiness, a groundlessness where nothing feels solid underfoot. Yet it's within this very emptiness, this absence of solid ground, that Buddhism finds a fertile ground for enlightenment. This state, known as shunyata, represents not just a void but a liberating opportunity to shed the burdens that cloud our path to a higher understanding and compassion, or bodhicitta. Accepting the impermanent nature of everything around us allows us to appreciate the preciousness of each moment, bringing us closer to our intrinsic goodness and the compassionate heart of bodhicitta. It teaches us empathy, making it easier to connect with and support others in their struggles. Admittedly, shifting from a stance of resistance to one of acceptance in the face of groundlessness is challenging. Emotions, by their nature, are transient, and learning to sit with discomfort without judgment or fear is a skill honed through practice. Over time, it's possible to view feelings of emptiness not as gaping voids, but as open spaces, vast landscapes filled with the potential for growth and transformation. Life, with its cycles of birth, existence, and fading to memories, underscores the importance of cherishing the present and embracing change as an integral part of our journey. With mindfulness, what initially appears as emptiness can be recognized as life's invitation to change and evolve, reminding us that every moment holds the possibility for new beginnings and paths to enlightenment. Part 5. Embracing growth. Stretching beyond comfort to cultivate a fuller life. We've all heard of the term comfort zone, that cozy bubble where everything feels safe, familiar, and, well, comfortable. Yet here's the paradox. The more we confine ourselves within the bounds of what we know and love, the more restrictive our comfort zone becomes. On the flip side, by stepping out and challenging those very boundaries, we can actually widen our sphere of ease and comfort in life. Picture life as consisting of three concentric circles. At the core lies the comfort zone, encircled by the learning zone, which is further surrounded by the excessive risk zone. Imagine learning to swim, plunging directly from the comfort of the poolside into the deep, turbulent waters is not just intimidating, but can push you to scamper back to the safety of the shallow end, more apprehensive than before. However, inching from the comfort zone into the learning zone, and eventually dabbling in what once seemed excessively risky, transforms once intimidating experiences into familiar, manageable ones. Take, for instance, the challenge of decluttering for someone who finds comfort in holding on to things. Starting with the act of parting with a single small item and progressively continuing this practice can initially stir deep-seated anxieties. Yet, by confronting these feelings gradually, one finds the discomfort eases, paving the way for significant personal growth. At the heart of expanding one's comfort zone and embracing discomfort lies a powerful practice known as Tonglen. Originating from Tibetan Buddhism, Tonglen translates to sending and taking, and it's a spiritual exercise aimed at reversing our natural tendency to shy away from uncomfortable emotions. During Tonglen, one mentally engages in breathing in the fears, anxieties, and discomforts that we'd ordinarily avoid, fully integrating them into our being. This process is not merely about acknowledging these emotions, but about allowing our hearts to expand and encompass the collective fears of humanity. With each exhalation, we then envision releasing kindness and warmth, creating a cycle of giving and receiving that fosters empathy and connection. This practice serves as a potent method for becoming acquainted with, and ultimately comfortable in, the presence of unwelcome feelings. By dedicating time to sit with and mentally reframe these experiences, Tonglen offers a path to not only expand our comfort zones, but to cultivate a deeper sense of compassion and understanding, both for ourselves and for others. Part 6. Embarking on Enlightenment with Laughter, Guidance, and Meditation. Navigating the path to enlightenment is a journey fraught with self-judgment and criticism, both directed towards oneself and others. Learning to mute this internal critic is a formidable challenge. However, the presence of supportive companions can significantly ease this process. A true friend serves not just as a companion, but as an insightful teacher, championing our strengths while gently guiding us through our weaknesses. Such friends stand as living examples, illuminating the path toward awakening our hearts and minds with their actions and insights. This relationship offers a valuable benchmark for self-compassion, treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would extend to a beloved friend, especially in moments of jealousy or anger. Instead of succumbing to self-critique when fear and anxiety grip our thoughts, we're encouraged to embrace these moments with loving kindness, akin to a fearful mind in the cradle of loving kindness, as Buddhist teachings suggest. Key to this journey of self-compassion and mindfulness is the practice of sitting meditation. The simplicity of taking a comfortable posture, crossing your legs and resting your hands on your thighs, all the while keeping your eyes softly open, belies the profound impact of this practice. With each inhale and exhale, we open ourselves up to the present moment and allow our consciousness to blend seamlessly with our surroundings. Inevitably, distractions will arise during meditation, pulling attention away from the breath. The essence here isn't to judge these interruptions as negative, but to gently acknowledge them as mere thoughts before releasing them. Imagine a soft touch on these thoughts, labeling them, and then letting them drift away, returning the focus to the breath. Through consistent meditation, we cultivate the ability to embrace discomfort with a softer touch. By becoming familiar with, and not overwhelmed by, the various shades of human emotion, we not only aid our own journey towards peace, but also become a beacon of tranquility for others. Adopting a sense of humor and allowing the wisdom of good teachers to guide us, combined with the foundational practice of meditation, we equip ourselves with powerful tools to navigate the complex landscape of human emotion. These practices enable us to welcome the unwelcome with open arms and a light heart, fostering a world imbued with kindness and understanding. Final summary. At the core of our exploration is the profound realization that the very sentiments we often shun, be it melancholy, solitude, or any form of perceived weakness, are in fact fertile grounds for personal evolution and paths to enlightenment. The teachings of Buddhism introduce us to bodhicitta, an enlightened state of being where we harness these deep-seated emotions as tools for profound self-awareness and a deeper understanding of the human condition. This journey is not merely about confronting our innermost fears and vulnerabilities, but about leveraging them to forge a stronger, more compassionate connection with ourselves and, by extension, with others. Through the lens of bodhicitta, every moment of doubt or despair becomes a stepping stone towards a greater understanding of our place in the world and our capacity to contribute positively to the lives of those around us. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.